A Samayik discussion topic on January the 16th, the morning session on all of this is, well, let us, whatever mistakes we saw of our own today, especially with sticky files, let's take up the sticky files today. Let us, on the basis of satsang, where are we clashing at home? We want to come to satsang, but the interference happens at home and people do not allow us to come. Supposing they allow you to come, but then there is passive aggressive reactions happening because you are not allowed to. But as you keep coming to satsang, and so the more you come to satsang, you get the inner vision to really extricate yourself from the clashing. That you recognize that, you know, I went through 10 hours of where I did not have much satsang, but I was able to constantly wash off the mistakes that were happening and the clashing that were happening within my own family members. And now because I did such intense pratikraman with people that were sticky in my own family situations, I was able to do the exact pratikraman. And so now, on the basis of these things, let us recognize that where are we becoming the nimits of hurt to others because of our insistence of wanting to attend satsang. This is a subtle samaya. Do you think people have that, especially sessions? Yes, yes. Do you become, on the basis of satsang, or wanting to be in dada, or wanting to be in akram vignan, or wanting to do some work of akram vignan, are you hurting others around you? Is your insistence becoming too much on this side of the line, that that wanting to be here, that other people are being offended at, on it? And so therefore, and they recognize that every event and situation is nothing but a nimit, and it is the nimit that is the underlying catalyst that opens up the rag dvesh on the two sides of the equation. There is the rag dvesh on the other side, and there is the rag dvesh on this side. The middleman is just the nimit, and so therefore you need to really attack the rag dvesh, the kasha is underlying it, rather than to blame the nimit that is happening. And there are some files that are there, they are going to give you pleasure, and then there are files that are going to give you pain in this life, and they are verily around you only, and you need to be able to see them as nimits only, and you should be focused on the underlying reasons within you that make you react the way you do, and that is the essence. And if you do not wash them off with pratikraman, then they will carry on until your deathbed. And because, so therefore, wash them off when you are aware and awake in that currently, and you should wash them off now rather than later. So, and this one woman had made rice for her husband. The husband made a big noise about it, and so. And this woman reacted so violently that really, and so there was such a violent reaction between the two of them. Exactly what we did, we don't know, but there was, on the simple matter of cooking rice and him reacting to this thing, she really did something terrible to her husband. And so this is egos are nothing but two snakes trying to bite and really poison each other, even though they are living close together. And that is the nature of the clash and the violence that is happening at the subtle level. And recognize that there is a seed, and then there is the effect of the effect. There is the effect, and then is it. So you have to be extremely aware and absolutely awakened at the time when the effects are arising and when the effects of the effects are yet to arise, and be aware of them and clean them off with the awakened awareness light that you are, and make Siddharth, Jeff, Nada, Patrick wash off at the peripheral level and say that, recognize that I do not want to do rag dvesh anymore. My dear Lord, please forgive me. These are verily my own mistakes. I do not want to complicate them. Therefore, with the pratikraman, therefore, the very same event and the very same people will be there, but there will be no more clashing with them, and it will become a heaven in home. It will become a place of love rather than than a place of constant friction, not knowing what's going to happen in the next moment or in the next hour, with a sense of fear walking around within your own home. So all of these things need not be there. You should recognize that it is my own merit karma that makes me understand this thing. Okay. And do you think that your health improves with exact digestion, or does it improve with eating a lot of good food? You know, it is all depends upon how exactly you can digest what you eat, rather than the volumes and volumes of good food and organic food, etc., that you eat. So the more exactly you digest, assimilate and use it, that you will have the exactness of the awakened awareness and the bliss that is associated with it. However, and if there are external pressures of the files, then you may have to enter into a penance mode. File number one may have to enter into penance mode, and you have to be there for file number one to enter into the penance mode. And but at that time, if you see the fault of the one who is the nimit, then you are in a totally wrong mode. And therefore, this also, so if you're nice to him at other times, then that person will make the adjustments and will allow you to come to satsang. But if you are obnoxious, if you are constantly in a fighting mode, if you are in a controlling mode, if you are manipulative, if you are aggressive and passive, then they will try to extract their time at the time when you want to do something that is convenient to you, and will not even allow you to come for 2 or 3 days out of the whole month. And so in equanimity there is no getting back to the other person. In equanimity there is no getting back at the other person through subtle means. In equanimity there is no revenge. And so if you remain in equanimity, then file number is given. One is given the exact approach towards the of this. Even the file one also's intellect and ego will subside, and it will become more adjusting to the other person. But so if the intellect is seeing the faults of the self only, the small self, then it can remain and help you remain in equanimity. So the most important for you to remain in fourth agna first, and then that will have its effect on file number one, and then slowly the file one will react very beautifully in worldly interactions with other people. So the awareness is the most critical thing. Never to move into the visham bhav, into the interference mode, into the rag dvesh mode. Rag dvesh is the visham bhav, and equanimity is sam bhav. And therefore, let us move in these directions, and let us go in. And so, whether you have become a nimit in seva, whether you are becoming a nimit in satsang or in shivir, where anything that is to do with dada or the wide family of dada, you have to become very, very careful when kashais arise, because whether it is with people who are not in gnan, or whether with people who are in gnan, whether with people who are here, or whether focus your laser light awareness on the boundaries within yourself only. Where is your insistence? Where is your manipulativeness? Where is your controlling nature? Where is your rag dvesh? And review it again and see it again exactly as it is. And let us do the vidhi now. So we are going to the vidhi mode now. Visualize yourself at the feet of the Gnani. Hey dear Dada Bhagwan, Dada. Hey Shri Simandar Swami Prabhu. Oh dear Lord Simandar. With the exact awareness of the pure soul, Sudupyog, in the nimits of satsang, on the nimits of jatra, in the wherever, or in the nimits of service to Dada, in any activities of satsang, in near close files, if there has been any clashing, in all those situations and events, let me see the mistakes of the self only, and see any rag dvesh, anger, attachment, aversion that arose, and let me wash off those mistakes, and to see such as this, and have the energy to do such a samayik. I surrender this mind, speech and body, all illusions associated with this name, bhav karma, charge karma, dravya karma, subtle discharge karma, no karma, gross discharge karma, O Dada Bhagwan, I surrender them unto your divine feet. I surrender them entirely. Dhatma chu shuddhatma 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 chu Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand. Do go deep into the Samayik, and especially, and do not get and look at your own mistakes rather than to look at the mistakes of the women if you are a man, and understand your own mistakes and do not kind of get pulled into the mistakes of the file too if she happens to be a woman. And so focus on your own mistakes rather than seeing the Prakruti that is not yours. If you are a male, don't say a female Prakriti. Jai Sachidanand, good Samayika.